Welcome once again to our program, Everyday English. I would like to introduce a different subject. It has to do with how we express agreement in conversation. The specific expressions are, so do I, neither do I. Now listen.
Did you go to the performance?
Yes, but I was late.
So was I.
Note the expression, so was I, which means, I was late too. I also was late. There are regular rules governing the use of so was I. Now listen again.
Did you go to the performance?
Yes, but I was late.
Kofi says, yes, but I was late. Ajo wants to say she was late too. She picks up Kofi's sentence, I was late. Adds the words, so, the auxiliary verb, and the subject of the sentence, and drops the adjective late. And she says,
so was I.
So was I. There are three main processes at work then. The first is the addition of the word so. The second is the inversion of the auxiliary and the subject of the sentence. Here's another one.
I am hungry.
So am I.
Do you notice what is happening? Notice that the auxiliary is be in Kofi's sentence.
I am hungry.
Ajo uses the appropriate form of the auxiliary verb be.
So am I.
And now listen to these.
So am I.
So are you.
So am I. So are you. But there are sentences which do not contain an auxiliary verb at all. In such cases, what does one do? Now, notice this.
We play tennis on Saturdays.
So do we.
So do we. There's no auxiliary verb in we play tennis. In such a case, of course, we use the auxiliary verb do in the appropriate form. Now, listen to this.
We played tennis last week.
So did my brothers.
Notice that did is used to agree with the tense in the earlier sentence. So did. So did. The past tense did, agreeing with the past played in the earlier sentence. Now listen to this.
We play soccer.
So does my brother.
So does my brother. Does agrees with brother in grammatical number. This is an important observation. We use so do I, so does he, so am I, and in so does my brother, brother is singular. It agrees with the auxiliary does. And now listen to this.
Did you see the football match?
Yes, but I was late. There was so much traffic it was difficult to get there at all.
So was I. I thought some of the players were excellent.
So did I. I think I must try to be there on time in future.
So must I.
You notice the short responses all follow affirmative sentences. Kofi says,
but I was late.
An affirmative or positive statement. And Ajo says,
I thought some of the players were excellent.
Which is an affirmative sentence. And Kofi uses the so expression in agreement.
So did I.
And now, listen to this and the reply that follows. The auxiliary is echoed in the so construction.
I must try to be there on time in future.
So must I.
So must I. I must try to be there on time. Now, let's go back to an earlier sentence.
I thought some of the players were excellent.
So did I.
Now, suppose Ajo's statement had been negative. Now, listen to this.
I didn't think the players were good.
If Kofi agrees with Ajo that the players were not good, this time he'll have to say,
neither did I.
Neither did I. Now, contrast.
I thought the players were good.
So did I.
Now, let's listen to more examples.
I think we are early.
So do I. I am not willing to go back home, however.
Neither am I. I am getting tired of waiting, though.
So am I.
What we have here is a sequence of sentences arranged in pairs. One member of the pair expresses an opinion.
I am getting tired of waiting.
And the second member of the pair expresses agreement.
So am I.
There are two ways of expressing agreement of this kind. The so form and the neither form. We use the so form if the sentence expressing an opinion is in the affirmative.
I am getting tired.
So am I.
But we use the neither form if it is in the negative.
I am not willing to go back home.
Neither am I.
And now listen to this short conversation.
The game starts at 4, Joe. We should be ready by 2 if we are get comfortable seats.
Besides, I wouldn't like to wait in a long queue.
Neither would I.
It might rain. You must take a raincoat.
Yes, but so must you.
I have one in the car. Shall we go and have dinner after the game?
Where?
At the lagoon. I don't like the bay very much.
Neither do I.
Now, let's listen to some of the sentences again.
Besides, I wouldn't like to wait in a long queue.
This is a negative sentence. Kofi agrees with what Adjo said, so he says,
neither do I.
Of course, he could have said,
I don't either.
Now, here's another example.
I don't like the bay very much.
And Kofi replies,
neither do I.
And this is because Adjo's statement was in the negative. Well, I think we've done enough for one lesson.
So do I.
So do I too.
That's all, listeners. Have a good day and cheers.